Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh. This is wrong now.
All right, it's time we hear. Hey, you know what? So much stuff is happening. Good stuff. Not all SWU stuff, but a lot of that. But just good things is happening. You know, this is the Ask Rosebud show where I'm going to be talking hella shit. But I ain't going to never be talking bullshit. You know, a lot of you guys are realizing that. And I'm sure you're appreciating the fact that it's like that. Because a lot of people on the internet use the internet to be anonymous. And even though they may give you a name or maybe even their name, they're still anonymous because they're not there. You can't contact them. You don't know where they're at. So anytime you deal with the internet, you dealing on faith or trust. That's why you want to deal with Amazon or Walmart or something that you can have a little, you know, faith or trust in. And what a lot of you guys just don't understand is this is the way you got to feel about your goddamn confidence. You got to feel like, no matter where, hey, check this out. No matter where you're at, I don't care if you're in China, if you're in doggone Indonesia somewhere, or wherever you at, you could get on the phone and dial a Walmart and order something and trust that it's going to be delivered. You don't even think twice about it. Well, you might think twice, but you don't. And that's how strong your trust is in Walmart. Now, me, I trust me 10 times more than I trust Walmart. And I'm trying to get you to where you like that. Some of the guys that's been dealing with me are like that, becoming more and more like that, or learning to be like that. But you can't be like that unless you have the confidence to do what Walmart does. Walmart says, no matter what, if you deal with me and it's something that I have some sort of culpability or responsibility for, don't worry, because I'm going to straighten it out. If you, like, bought something from me, I'm Walmart talking to you. If you bought something from me and it didn't pan out, like you said, bring it back. Trade it in. Full value. All I'm saying is those kind of things make you trust them. What makes you trust you? See, this is what this goddamn show is about. You know, before I get into the show, you can contact me at askrosebud@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Mr. Rosebud. You could always go to the site, askrosebud.com, or downanddirty101.com, where you can find all kind of things that's going to help you, you know, get going when it comes to catching. And don't sleep on them MP3 files of Rosebud's American Pimp. God damn it, that's a dope-ass book. And it's audio And all you got to do is turn it on and keep driving or doing whatever you're doing and listen to that game that's going to be flowing. And I need call-ins, callers, pressing one, got something to say. That's what I really need. 657-383-0809. That's what we do. We call in, we express our thoughts, and then we kick it about them. And I'm talking about confidence. And the course, confidence course, I mean, that's not all we talk about here. But I have students in SWU who's realizing they've already been employing it. They've already been doing some of the things, most of the things. And they didn't really realize the confidence that it takes to do simple things. And these simple things only take confidence when you're thinking about doing them. Simple things that slip up on you and you don't think about doing them, you just do them. But if it's like these guys at SWU getting simple things to do along with some instructions, this simple thing becomes a big thing. Only until you become confident to do anything. There's nothing that's going to make me trip and come out of my character as far as who I think I am. And that's because I'm thoroughly confident in who I am. And if who I am is going to lose, then the man upstairs or fate or whoever or whatever I believe in says I should lose. So I'm not afraid to lose. Because I'm going to be me as I lose. And chalk it up to, you know, gaming. I ain't going to let it break me, and I don't want it to let it break you. That's why my course, what it does is show you how to have things in times of need that you can depend on to think so that when you think them, it'll get you to thinking. And as you think, those thoughts are going to drive you to do some shit, you know, that is proper to get you where you want to be. And unless you are genuinely a confident man, you're going to doubt yourself. And you're not going to jump on what you think. I don't care what you say. Well, not if you said that, Rose, but I bet you I do it. Yeah, but I'll bet and you'll lose. Because there's things you got to know in order to do what you think. You're not going to even do what you think if you don't know the things that I'm talking about. They're not only available in my confidence course, but they are available in the confidence course. Let's say there is 30 other places where it's available at. If you got the time, those places ain't going nowhere. So just go ahead and look for them. And when you find it, and it does have what you're looking for, and it does offer it to you, I'm sure you're going to use it. Or are you? See, what I'm saying is you could do all that, look for it and wonder, or you can get out right now. That's all I'm saying. I ain't going nowhere. See, this is trust. You got to trust that I ain't going nowhere. Because even though all y'all know me, you know, through my name and shit, none of y'all know me. But those of you that have actually dealt with me know I'm as good as, my word is bond. Because I've been in the streets. And I know if your word ain't bond, your ass ain't getting to come out the streets. I developed a survival tactic of being honest. In real, as far as dealing with people. Now, we gonna, you know, talk about a lot of stuff tonight. But first and foremost, one of the things that you need to know is people have a herd mentality. Probably every one of you that's hearing me right now have a herd mentality. And this is not to rank you or belittle you. This is to just let you understand why some of the things you do, you just cannot control doing it. Because if everybody else doing it, you going to do it. I don't care if the song coming on right now, you don't even like it. But once you see everybody else like it, and you keep goddamn hearing it, you're going to start to like it. That's just how it is. I'm like this. If I don't like it, as soon as it come on, I'm turning the channel. I'm not going to give myself a chance to like it if I don't like it. Now, if I don't like it, I done thought of some reason I don't like it, and that reason ain't going to change because I'm not going to not like a song. You know, I'm going to like or dislike what that song is saying or what it's making me feel, blah, blah, blah. This is how I am. But I'm telling you how I make those judgments. See, when something exciting happens, whether it's clothes or the latest iPhone, people rush to it in herds to get it. And this is what I am not against. I'm just very aware of that. And when you begin the first part of my course, you're going to immediately see where I'm at about being aware. I just want to know. I can't make no serious decisions without knowing something. Now, if this decision has to be made right now, and I didn't think it was coming up, believe me, I'm making the decision in 1,000th of a second. But if I got time to think about whatever, and this requires a decision, I don't make those decisions that fast. I think about those decisions because I'm not afraid to think. When you think, especially about something you considering doing, that means you have to be willing to consider all your doubts about that, which you guys aren't willing to do. When you think of something, you want to think of all the good parts of it so that you can go on and do it. Because if you start thinking about the bad parts of it, you don't want no parts of that, so you ain't going to do it. So you're just going to sit there and think about it. We think it and do it. Or we think it and don't do it. You know, it's not think it and then think about it and then think about doing it. See, that's what you motherfuckers do. So I always express where I'm at by trying to get you to see the importance in being aware of all things going on when you out. Because that's the only way you're going to get to come in, is if you are aware. You don't want to get caught. And I especially want you aware of your goddamn self. I want you to start paying closer attention to what you want. I ain't talking about pussy. I mean, we all know you motherfuckers are horny. I'm talking about paying attention to what you want to see as results from your outlook on, you know, life. And if you have the confidence course and it's giving you some, not all, but some, because you're not through confidence, I want you to, you know, look at how you look at things since you improved your confidence. You see, a lot of you guys just want confidence. You don't even have a particular reason or any reasoning for wanting it. You just want it. But in the course, it teaches you that if you don't have no specific reason to want it, you ain't getting it. That's just all there is to it. You got to have some sort of reason you want something. That reason is what's going to make you go through what it takes to get it. And when you have a reason and you don't identify that reason, you're going to half go at it. You got to identify that reason and accept that that reason is why you're doing it, and then you can go head first all the way. And if you used to thinking, you can do this shit. But you guys, you guys think. You're not used to thinking. See, think, that's just different things going through your mind. You think. Thinking is a process to where certain things go through your mind and they have a relationship to each other. You don't just think all kind of random shit. Oh, yeah, I want to learn how to drive. Oh, there's a clown. I want to be – you don't think like that. You know, if you want to learn how to drive and you start to think about driving, you begin thinking. And as you're thinking, all of those thoughts are going to be related to what you think. And once you did your thinking, you're going to consider each one of the thoughts that brought you to the point that you're at. And you're going to make a decision. And all of this stuff, I mean, should take like a half a second. If it takes longer than that, you slow. It does not take a long time. I'm kicking this game. You guys know I get the hiccups when I really spit. So any of you want to know when I'm really, really, really kicking it, just listen for the heat cup. Let me drink some water right quick. Shit, there I go. Okay, I don't know why I do that, but I do it. And I ain't ashamed. I ain't getting a damn what you think about it. See, because I think if you got a specific purpose for having your confidence, it's going to branch out. Once you see it addressing that specific purpose, in the course of addressing that, you're going to be unconsciously seeing where you can use it everywhere else in your life. And just because you're really learning how to use it here, once you conquered whatever you're doing right now, it's going to spread. And you're going to start looking for things. And you just got to realize being careful is all a part of being sharp. And when you're out hunting, you know, and doing things in specific ways, you got to be sure to let yourself identify these things so that they can be a plus for you. You got to identify them in real time as they are working so that you can see beneficial benefits from it. I'm sure you guys at one point watch them damn Wild Kingdom shows and you see the lions. And I don't know if you really noticed, but they could be hunting a rabbit or they could be hunting a big old moose. It don't matter the size of the prey, because all that lion see is that he hungry, and that is going to satisfy his hunger. Now, if he see a little tiny ass, whatever, he know he might have to run around real fast, blah, 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 to catch this little motherfucker, but he also know all he going to do is catch it with one of his techniques and eat it. When he look at that big old moose, he know he going to have to go about it differently, and he going to dance with this moose. But if this moose really make a mistake, he's going to catch him and kill him and eat him. That's all the lion is thinking about. My point is, that's all you should be thinking about. What you want. What your objective is. You know, and no matter what's going on around you, no matter how hard it is, you know, once you focused in on what your objective is, you should not be easily distracted because of your focus. And if you don't know how to focus, because everybody know what the word focus means, but how many of you can focus right now if you said focus? How many of you know how to focus? See, I'm just saying, you should be focusing. You know, once you hone in on a woman of your choice, you know, you got to approach her, and you got to do that with assuredness. Sean, what's up with you, man?
What's happening?
I think that
a thing happened that we got to take into consideration, the fact that a lot of people, you know, they kind of have this defeated attitude, and they don't really, they say they hungry, they ain't really hungry. They kind of satisfied with, you know, not having no women in their life, or, you know, just going to porn sites like, because they can't relate to real women, so they just do the virtual shit as opposed to tapping into the realistic shit. If he's saying something that makes sense to you, just press one. And hopefully, you know, you can ask a question, and hopefully it'll help you move forward. You could get ahead in the real world as opposed to having to be stuck with some virtual shit.
You know what, Sean? When people get game, you know, you just be nice. You're a nice guy, and you wanna share it. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just be wanting to share this shit. You know, but part of getting game, you got to understand, if a motherfucker around you and you just talking, you know, because when you talk, you're not going to, you know, just be saying stupid shit. Your shit going to have points. But if you got to point out your points, then who you talking
Correct.
To ain't supposed to
they
hear
don't
it. That's right.
That's
right.
So
what I'm saying is, of course, you hear me talk about, hey, that's what I want, call in, you know, here's the number. And it sounds like I'm really asking them, but as a host, as a radio host, I got to always say that. Call in, woo, 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 because there might be a new motherfucker that don't know. But in reality, I don't give a fuck if they call in or not, Sean, because I care about people like you. See, you listen to shit, and, you know, you heard me, read through the lines, heard me saying something. So, you know, instead of you sitting there thinking about it, like a lot of motherfuckers that's on here right now, sitting here thinking, man, they ain't even thinking about it the way you did it. They thinking about it on their own, in their own way, and don't press one. And you know what that is? That in psychological terms, that's a pressure. That's a pressure test. Pressure tests come in all forms. So you tell a person, man, there's nothing you can ask me that I don't know. I don't give a damn what. And you say, what? Ask me something. And 9 out of 10 times, this person is going to buckle under that pressure if they're weak. If they're sharp, they're going to do whatever, you know, and ask me something. But if they weak, they going to buckle under that and ask me some question about what's the most read book in the world. You know, okay, motherfucker, the Bible. You know, so I ain't saying I'm the smartest person in the world. I'm saying I know shit. That's what I'm saying. And you ain't going to buckle. You ain't the smartest motherfucker in the world. But, hey, your coworkers can't tell you that. People that deal with you wouldn't tell you that, because they think, god damn, this dude here, you know. But that's because self-assuredness, which comes
Correct.
From believing in your goddamn self, believing
Correct.
In what you think and how the fuck you represent what you think. You know, there's like no situation you can't handle. So you walk around like, well, goddamn, what was this cartoon, too? It was a cartoon. He was just tough. And every time he took the step, it was a real long step. Like he was a short dude. I forget what it was. But any damn way, we got it like that, Sean. My point, I don't care about these dudes not getting the shit, man. Hey, and I want you to stop caring. Because how are you going to be special if you expect every motherfucker to be able to think like you?
Yep. There won't be nothing to talk about.
I'm just saying, man. Boy, all this kind of shit is how you pat yourself on the back when you're walking around the set looking at all these suckers going to get drinks with bitches and all this other shit. You know, you say, look at that damn sucker. And then you tell yourself, oh, shit, if he knew he was a sucker, then he'd be like me.
Correct.
No, hey, if he knew he was a sucker, he would stop doing that shit. He would be like you. He would take the right steps. He would make the right moves. But no, they can't know this, man, because they would rather guess. Sean, oh, you know what, Sean? You own here. You just tell me when I'm wrong. Sean came, saw, and he conquered. And what I mean by that is he had whatever doubts, had whatever thoughts, listened, and decided to take a chance, you know, and the shit kind of worked. But then he kept listening, and he kept listening to me talking about how people be bullshitting. And then the motherfucker said, man, you know, a lot of bullshit. Started over, took the same step, but the second time he did the shit for real. And I think, let's say all of this happened in 8 or 9 months. By the time a year was up, after he didn't, you know, got serious, he was on this path, you know, this path where he was just seeing total progress,
correct,
and totally listening to the show, constantly listening,
correct,
to the show. Why? Because I'm telling you, sure, I cover hella shit in the course, but one point I'm covering in the course has 1,000 or 10,000 little tidbits that I'm going to point to,
correct,
in my shows. And when you listening to my shows and you pick up a point, you associate it with what you learned in the course and your understanding expands. And after a certain amount of time, which I think is only a year or two, you'd be like Sean. And if you guys noticed, he calls in almost every show. Sure, we got a relationship, a rapport, but I ain't never met him. He ain't never met me. We only talk on these shows and through our course and in school. But what you guys see is that me and him is cool. And you guys might not understand that, which is why I went through all of that to tell you the only reason we cool is because that motherfucker say the shit like he be saying when he say it. He don't say punk shit because he know me. I'll diss his ass in a minute. Man, that weak punk ass goddamn shit. Hey, because I did it. That's what I was going to say. Because I did it.
That's how we started.
Because I, that's right. Hey, and to this day, this brother, I have to try to knock down what he's saying because, you know, sound like sometimes this nigga trying to take over. This nigga know hella shit. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I was going to say, think about this, right? When I first started calling, I had all types of insecurities and all types of holes in my shit. And then I called and he'll shoot my shit down. So then after I invested in myself and then I grew, the holes became less and less. And now at this point, and I start seeing more and more. So now at this point, he got to find the holes in my shit or the limitations. And it don't even be big holes like that. You know, you should want to get your shit like that. You should be into growing as opposed to just sitting back on the bench and
just sitting there not doing shit. Hey, Sean, and you're right. You're absolutely right in what you just said. I used to just sit back and listen to you and pick you off. And then slowly but surely, you just got sharper and sharper. Then I realized that I got to pay attention to this nigga because I got to find these holes. And after I realized that, I started realizing, God damn, finding them, you know, you searching for them. Now you got to sit and wait and look for them motherfuckers.
Oh, really, really calm.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
what I'm saying is it's a progression. And
correct.
And you can think Sean and I are talking shit right now, or you can believe it. It's up to you what you think and what you believe. But this brother, Sean, what, in your own words, what was it, you know, quickly, what was the change that you went through from the beginning to now?
From the beginning to now, all right, let's start. Let's talk about, since this show, a lot of people want to hear about women. So dealing with women, I used to just go with whatever they said because I was kind of afraid to stand up for myself. And I know that sounds familiar because a lot of y'all are at that place. So if she says something, then I'm like, yeah, cool. You know, if she gave me some pussy, I almost had a heart attack because I didn't, you know, I was just happy that she was nice enough to give me some pussy. But, you know, a lot of times that don't last. You know, I'm dealing with people in life. I ain't a punk, but I was somewhat of a sucker because what I thought, it didn't matter in my life or in nobody else's life. So I kind of was like, y'all. The good part is when I invested in myself and a motherfucker like him, even though he was talking shit, he was punching me in my chest. And luckily I was smart enough to see that he was actually doing something good, even though he was talking all this shit in my face and calling me all types of, he wasn't calling me bitches, but like all types of motherfuckers and this and that. But when I heard through what he was saying, it actually helped me. Slowly but surely, it actually helped me. So then when I took the course, I start seeing improvement. So even though I had these big-ass holes in my game, even though I still had these big-ass holes in my game, it gave me something to stand on. I had a shaky little iceberg to stand on. So the more I worked on it, it went from a shaky iceberg to a brick, a solid piece of ice. Then it started going from a solid piece of ice to some real concrete. And it went from concrete to some steel. So at this point, there is no shaking me off of my foundation. My shit is solid. So I hope I answered your question.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. That's why they think I pay you, man. That's why they think I pay you. They think I pay you. And I don't give a fuck. You know, I can't convince them that I don't pay you. But what I can convince them, well, not even convince them of this, but what I can say is this brother experienced this himself. Now, it's two ways you can hear what he just said. You can hear it as a truthful statement of how he saw his growth, or you can hear it as somebody on Rosebud's payroll. You know, here I am struggling to pay my rent sometime. You know, and this nigga, whoever they is talking about, I got a payroll. Come on. What I'm saying is my enthusiasm, my reasoning for doing my shows and everything comes from just the hope that I get one or two motherfuckers like this motherfucker. And I do. You know, Treon, he calls from Japan. He in the process of moving back to Australia, Sean. And, not Australia, Austria. Yeah, Australia. And he going to – I told him, look, dude, you know, this dude was – listen to this, fellas. This dude was living in Japan. Spoke English with that damn Australian accent. Yeah, mate, whoop, that kind of shit. And he in Japan, and nobody speak English. And do you know, he bought this course, and we start kicking it through emails and instant messages. And that's how he got sharp. And I told him, man, which he's going, hey, Sean, he go, listen to this, Sean. He got sharp like you know him, through having to interpret everything he think into some kind of Japanese, and he didn't know how to speak Japanese, so he had to interpret what he was thinking to Japanese, then he had to interpret that to how to say it. So what I'm saying is he had to do a lot of thinking just to talk to him. I mean, the same thinking you doing that you take it for granted because you speaking to bitches that speak English, he had to do that. Then he had to translate all his thoughts into Japanese And since he couldn't speak Japanese, he had to figure the right way to say it. Man, this dude thinking. And let me tell you something, man. That's what separates you and him and Cy from all the rest of them. You guys be thinking during what's going on. And people say, God damn, I do that too. All right. And you heard it. If you wasn't doing it, you just heard it. Start doing it. Sean, how hard is it to think as you're doing something in real time?
Oh, no. You don't really, your brain, you don't really want to do it in real time. It's hard to think in real time. It's hard to think in real time. You want to have it figured out ahead of time. You want to have it figured
out ahead of time. Having it figured out, or at least having some sort of plan ahead of time, is not eliminating thinking in real time. What it's doing is enhancing the thoughts that you do think in real time. Now, let's say you was thinking about something that's going to happen, you know, a couple of hours from now, and it does happen. And when it does happen in real time, you start thinking about these little things you was thinking about as far as about it, and you start making sure that these things occur. Because since you pre-thought it, you made it to where in real time you're going to ensure getting it. Whereas if you didn't
Correct.
Pre-think it, if you didn't pre-think it, in real time you still may get it, because you know how to follow your thoughts. But it's better, which is I'm giving you credit here, it's better to pre-think it. But if I was to be, you know, strict on the answer, that was the wrong answer. But it really wasn't. Listen to me, man, it really wasn't. You know, it was only wrong because of where you was coming from. That exact same answer with the right scenario supporting it would have been absolutely correct. So what I'm saying is, he said it's hard to think in real time. But what I'm saying is it's not hard to think in real time.
Let me clarify. It's not hard to think in real time, but when you have a certain level of confidence, a certain level of sharpness, and you know yourself and you get into certain types of situations, you don't have to. I mean, you're doing a lot of thinking, but you kind of it quickly gets figured out. You're not really putting the plan together right then and there. It's like it kind of comes together
Sean,
by itself.
Sean, yeah. Sean, stop, Sean. What you having such a hard time explaining is what the fuck we doing now. You're trying to explain how it's natural. you're trying to explain how you don't think. God, but to say I don't think, then people be saying that's a damn fool. No, hey, this motherfucker don't have to spend time thinking about shit, because when something jump off in 1/1000th of a second. Otherwise, he could have, in 1/1000th of a second, he thinks of what he needs to do. He didn't went through all kinds of scenarios, and before a half a second is up, he already done said what he thought. And when a second is up, hey, I was just going to say that, you motherfucker. And when that 1 second is finally up, he already on to the next move, because that's how he rolling. Is that true, Sean?
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
Okay, let me get you off, man, because I don't want this to be the Sean and Rosebud show. All right, man. Hey, thanks, man. Hey, you guys. I mean, there's several ways you can hear what just, you know, went on. I mean, you can hear it as truth. You can hear it as hype. You can hear it as however the fuck you want to hear it. I don't care. If you hear it the way Sean was saying it, I want to see you. You know, and if you hear it and you know I want to see you, get the course. If you get the course and you want to come to school to learn the course, I'm evolving on that too, Sean. I mean, I know you're still here, but I'm learning stuff, man. And, well, forget that. I'm not talking about SWU. This is not an SWU show. But believe me, SWU is bomb. And I'm fucking learning so much about how to make this shit more expansive in your mind to this, you know. And Sharon, I'm glad I got you on mute because you be giving it up, you nice guy motherfucker. But what I'm saying is, see, Sean was trying to explain how he don't think. I mean, but I do plan. It was just really sounding confusing. But that's what this fucking shit is about. Not confusion, but about how Deion Sanders didn't think when it came time to make a move to intercept. That motherfucker that made that one-hand catch as he was going into the end zone, he didn't think to make that motherfucking move. If he would have thought, he wouldn't have caught it. Because that shit is impossible. See, what they do in those instances is they so in tune with themselves. They so relying on what they think that if they think, reach out there and catch the ball, they don't even say how to do it. They just left hand, right hand, whatever, they reach. And they catch it. Because they trust themselves. And when they say, hey, man, how did you make that catch? Man, I don't know. I just, you know, I'm balling. That's what all the answers be. Because how the fuck do they know what they're going to do when they do it? They just know when it's time to do something, I'm going to do it, and it's going to be the right thing to do because I'm about what I'm doing. And that's how Sean is. No matter what's going on around you, you have to remain focused. So, once you hone in on a woman of your choice, okay, 870, oh, I see you, goddammit, I was going to get into something, but I'm talking to you. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm the young dude that called in the last show on Thursday. I was hitting you on the email, we went back and forth, but
hey, check this out. Hey, hold up. You Seth?
Yes.
Okay, check this out. If you got all you got, then, you know, at one point you're going to start buying something. So what I'm saying is I didn't get you the whole course, right? 1, 2, and 3, right?
Yes, I got all of it.
Okay, check this out. What I'm saying is this. I don't know what you got, what you learned, but I also gave – this is a young guy that, you know, I reached out to a lot of high school dudes. He's since graduated, right? You didn't graduate it now, right, man?
I got my GED.
GED, okay.
Yeah, I'm not
what I'm saying – okay, listen, what I'm saying is this one of them young dudes, man. I'm a dude that I'm serious, man. There's several young dudes like this brother that I gave this shit to. I'm not trying to charge, you know, some kids that's in school, you know, trying to do better. But I am trying to get kids to represent what I'm talking about. Not kids, but, you know, older teens. Now, Seth, what I'm saying to you is you missed a very important point in the course, and I was trying to, you know, make you see it. What I'm saying in the emails, I've seen all your emails, but what I'm saying is, man, what did you get from the course as far as confidence?
Well, I didn't get as much as I should have out of it because, like I was, you know, saying on the last show,
Stop. See, what I'm saying is this. You should have got that this is such dope that I'm going to quit begging. Like, I forget this other, it was three other motherfuckers. I forget their names that I reached out to. Two of them, I didn't even get past giving them the second part of 1.0 before they said, look, man, you know, let me just pay for it. And when they did that, you know, I knew they was really getting what I was saying in the course. So, of course, they're going to spend whatever they're going to spend. I'm giving you this, that, and the other, woo-woo, for that way more than they're spending. You, in about, I think it was maybe one or two other dudes, just kept saying, okay, give it, give it. And what I'm saying is, man, fuck you at this point, man. You ain't even trying to grow. Because at this point, you should have learned. If you about it, then invest in yourself. You ain't going to get shit for free. The only thing you going to get for free is enough to make you want some more. Now, if what you got for free made you want some more, then man up and buy some shit. I ain't saying spend all your money, do this, that, and the other. Quit asking for shit and wait till you can spend $50, buy a tool, whatever. And you might get two or three tools because you just want. Listen, you might get two or three tools because you're one of these young dudes that I'm fucking with. But what I'm saying is I'm not giving shit. And why you didn't get what you should have got from it is because I said in the very beginning, people that get shit free never take it serious because it's free. If you would have spent the money, you would have tried harder. But since you got it for free, you could do how you want to. Hey, man, I didn't went through it. Ooh, you didn't learn shit. You didn't do shit. Man, talking to you, I already know you didn't even do none of the shit. None of the exercises. Man, tell me a lie if you want to or tell me the truth. Which exercises did you do?
In 2.0, I did the shit that said, well, I don't know, like the facts to concentrate and contemplate on.
Bro,
I did that shit.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You just remembering something that's in there because that shit is not an exercise. An exercise is to go out and do this, go out and do that. Make sure you do this. And then blah, 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 153,000 women a week, whatever the fuck I said. You didn't do none of that. Why? Because you didn't spend no money. And that certainly shows that you ain't worth me going any further with. That's why when I stopped responding to your emails, I thought you would get the message. But now I'm telling you, man, everything in life is not free. And when you run up on something that is free, the last thing you want to do is wear that out. Because now, if that's the case, you got to pay. A real sharp motherfucker would have did what those other motherfuckers did. Man, you done already gave me two parts, man. How much does a third part cost? Man, third part is $100. Well, man, I could spend like $30, man, because, man, send me the $30. I'm sending you three and four. It ain't about the money. It's about you knowing how to respect life. It's about you getting the information that you're listening to. And I'm going to ask you this and be honest. Can you see what I'm saying right now in what I said in that course as far as being responsible and having confidence?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
So, instead of being defeated, get your goddamn shit together and learn how to come at a motherfucker that thinks that I'm not going to be moved by some kind of emotional bullshit. I'm 100% serious with what I'm doing, and I'm only fucking with motherfuckers worth fucking with. And you showed me, as far as me keeping my word, you was worth fucking with because you kept coming back for more as far as the confidence course. So I gave you that. But all the rest, grow up, make moves, make decisions, do some shit if it's beneficial for you. Hey, bud, I got, you know, I went on your site and I see this particular tool, the $60, woo-woo. I'm going to send you, you know, the $60 for this tool. What the fuck do you know what I'm going to do? All I want to see is where you at. Because you already know where I'm at. It ain't about the money with me. Because I done already gave you shit. Did I or did I not give it to you?
Yeah, you gave me some shit, but like
wait,
last time I saw
stop.
You.
Stop. Are you saying you bought some shit too?
Yes.
What did you buy?
all the tools that I sent to you that I was wanting replaced because I was telling you I lost, I bought all them. And
how many was
I
that?
Sent you some money.
How many was that? How many was that, bro?
Like 5 to 7.
Okay, 5 to 7. You know, off what site? Ask Rosebud or Down and Dirty?
I had three tools from Down and Dirty, and the rest was from Ask Rosebud.
Okay, so it's a mixture. Okay, you know it's like 70 tools altogether, right?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay, so what I'm saying, first of all, I didn't think you bought shit. So I was telling you, you ain't investing in yourself. So it's good you told me that. But let me clarify. You didn't pay for the confidence course, right?
At the very beginning, I sent like $40 for 1.0, and you gave me the rest of it. And I sent you like, I think it was 50 or 60. It was $60 for 2.0.
Okay. So you sent me basically $100 for $800 program, which is fine. I ain't mad because I do remember you one of the dudes that I was talking about that spent the money. But the shit you was actually saying was making me think you was one of the other dudes. But now that you have clarified that, the only thing I can say, Seth, is you got the full course. And most of that stuff I said about you not investing in yourself, I'm have to retract because I didn't know you had bought something. I said you ain't, you know, spent no money several times and you never corrected me. Maybe you wasn't going to interrupt me, which I respect. So what I'm going to say is that if you want more, even though you may not have it, you got to spend some money, man. Buy some tools. Now, let's say you spend $60 on this or that tool. I know you a student. I know you ain't got no goddamn money. So what I'm saying is, even if it was $30, everybody else ain't got this action. And I don't care how many motherfuckers hit me talking about their high schoolers. I know who I've been fucking. Excuse me. I'm hiccuping again. I know who I've been fucking with, and I got them all on the list. That's why I know who this brother is. But what I'm saying, bro, hit me with whatever you got because the free shit that I have to offer was the course. Everything else, otherwise, if you as a carpenter, you need a toolbox. And when you get a toolbox, which is the game, the knowledge, you know, that's your toolbox. Now you got to put tools in it. And those tools, those conversation tools, are the tools that you're going to put in it. So depending on where you at, how much you've learned, you know, how much, you know, conversation you got, you look at those, I would suggest Ask Rosebud titles because the Down and Dirty 101 titles are totally something else. They sound slick if you want to look at them, but you can fuck with them if you want to. But I'm saying I would suggest going through the Ask Rosebud tools. Now, of course, all those tools, let me see, is like 30-something. Let's say they're $50. See, 30-some tools is like $1,500. Man, that's not where you anywhere near what you're going to have to spend. So what I'm saying is get your shit together to whatever the fuck you can do. Hit me, and we're going to work it out. Because you one of them youngsters, and I'm running a test with you youngsters. So, you know, you still in there, all right?
All right. Hey, man, but you may have misunderstood me on something else. A lot of the tools
that
I sent you talking about was the shit that I already bought and that I lost when my other phone fucked up.
Okay. Still, they're the same. Wait, no, hold on. They're the same tool. So regardless if I said them about this phone or that phone, if I'm talking about those tools, they're the same tools. So same thing go. And it don't really matter whether I misunderstood or not. We understand each other now, right?
Well, yeah, but I was thinking, like, when I talked to you the other night, you was going to replace the shit that I lost, that I had already bought from the Sense
Man, hey, hold on. You know what, man? I will replace it, but let me tell you something, man. I could give a fuck about you losing a phone. Is that my fault? Does that have anything to do? That's right. It got nothing to do with me. Period. If you had anything you bought and you lost it because it was on your phone, when you got another phone, would you call whoever it was and tell them to replace it?
No.
So why the fuck you doing that with me?
I see what you mean. I got you.
Okay, listen. I already told you I'm replacing shit because you one of them students. I didn't really know that's what you was asking, but what I'm saying is, future reference, it says download these motherfuckers immediately. Okay, you could have lost your phone. Okay, so I'm a goddamn send them to you. But the only reason I'm going to send them to you is because you're a youngster. And I want you to, you know, understand things you're doing. Everything you do results in what you did. So think about that shit. You know, learn how to talk. Learn how to say what's what. You know, quit faking. Quit trying to make some kind of situation out of some bullshit. Because if you know a motherfucker like me, I can spot bullshit a mile away. And what I'm saying, I'm not saying you're bullshitting. I'm saying you was definitely upfront about what you wanted. But what was bullshit was there's no growth in what you was talking about. You trying to have shit. You could have been faking on me, saying, man, look, I'm willing to buy this shit because I know you gave it to me. And I'd have said, damn, look at this motherfucker talking about spending money, man. Man, you ain't got to do that. No. And I see the shit. Learn how to play is what I'm saying. What is ABP?
Always be playing.
So what does always be playing mean?
Means you always got something going. You're thinking about what you're about to do and you're playing for it.
Exactly. So if you're trying to get me to fade you on what you're talking about, the last thing to do is straight up ask me. You got to play. You fucking with a player. You got to play. Quit being silly and quit thinking all this silly shit. Hey, bro, Seth, listen to me. Take what I'm saying as gospel and try to understand it. That's all you got to do. If you don't really understand anything we talked about, just try to understand it. And if you try and you still can't understand it, you got my email. I am not telling you not to fuck with me. I'm telling you to grow your ass up. You ain't in high school no more. Ain't nobody giving you shit, especially not me. You understand what I'm saying?
I think what you were saying was that I shouldn't have just, you know, ask you to replace my shit. I should have, you know, said, all right, you know, I'll pay for it or whatever.
Well, that's what I said. That's what I'm saying, but even you didn't have to use those words. I'm saying any kind of way to show me, you know, hey, man, you know, I lost my phone, man, and I've been trying to save money, but I can't save no money, man. And goddamn, you know, I've been waiting 3 months. I'm trying to, you know, some kind of way to make me see you ain't just asking me shit. You
right.
Understand that? Okay. I'm going to put you back in, man. I got a couple of more people, man. 917, what's happening? Wait a minute, man. There you go. 917, what's going on? I got you now.
Yeah, what up, homie? So, quick question. As far as the game go, what's the psychological reason for calling a woman a bitch and having them calling you daddy? I got an idea I want to hear from you, though.
Yeah, but I ain't never had no bitch call me daddy. I didn't have, you know, a few of them say daddy, whatever.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is you call a bitch because when you say bitch, the way you say it determines what you're saying. And if that fucking hoe don't understand how to distinguish that shit, she going to be just like a square bitch, always fucking feelings hurt, all this goddamn shit, because ain't no way in the world you ain't going to say bitch. Because if you say, man, bitches be this, and you're talking to her and you say, you motherfucking bitch, bring your ass over here. I mean, if you say, you goddamn bitch, and I'm saying it's all kind of ways to say bitch. You know, and motherfuckers in the game ain't being restricted. And we know that's a restriction. I don't care what. Go ahead, man. What?
I was going to say that's what I thought. I thought it was for that reason. So you kind of just backed up my thoughts. So I appreciate it.
Hey, how come you don't call a Down and Dirty show, man?
Nah, I do. I haven't called in a couple of weeks because I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with. But that question, I thought about it literally today. So I said, let me call.
All right, brother. Listen to me, though.
All right. Yeah.
Every question you have, like you said, you have the answer. So I just got one other question.
Talk to me.
Why didn't you accept your answer?
No, it's not that I didn't accept it. I respect your opinion, so I want to see what you had to say about it and see if my answer lined up with yours. It's not that I didn't respect it.
Check this out.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, man, let's say what you said is the case.
Mm-hmm.
So you call up and you say, hey, man, it's blah, blah, blah. That's not the way to get it because you're not thinking. You're supposed to present a scenario. Man, first, let me clarify the question. What did you actually want to know initially? What was your question?
Yeah, I wanted to know the psychological reason of why.
Oh, calling a brother bitch. Yeah. Okay, right. What I'm saying is you're supposed to say something like, man, you know, I be, you know, saying bitch this, bitch that, man. You know, sometimes even in a loving moment, bitch, I'm feeling you, woo-woo. You know, my brother always trip, man. You know, and I don't really... You know, I ain't, you know, understanding that, man. Now, see, there, you're going to make me start talking about some psychological shit.
Mm.
And as I talk about it, I'm going to start telling you about the word bitch. And as I speak about the word bitch, you're going to pull out the answer that you was looking for. And then when I finish talking and you say, you know what? OG, you know, that's kind of shit, man. That's, you know, kind of what I was thinking and shit, man. It's good talking to you, man. And I hang up. I'm going to be saying to myself, man, I love kicking this game. I'm not going to even think I told you nothing.
Yeah, that's the right way to go about it. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, completely understand it. I completely understand it.
Okay. So I ain't talking about you or... Go ahead.
Now I was going to say I see the presenter the scenario because I'm serious about getting the game. So it's like I want to know the psychological reasons behind doing it. See, my reason for getting the game is not about the money because what I do, I'm already paid as far as that. My thing is
you ain't going to get in the game, man. You are not getting in the game.
Talk to me. Why you say? Let me tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying. First,
no,
then let me hit
no, I don't even care why you saying what you saying. Let me tell you what you said that eliminates you from getting in the game.
About the
you
money.
Saying no, game ain't got nothing about to do with no damn money. You said, yeah, man, I'm thinking about getting in the game. Right there, that's it. You ain't got to say nothing else.
You caught me. I thought
no.
I was getting in the game. I ain't hear that. Now you caught me. If I'm exposed, I'm
no,
exposed.
No, listen.
I ain't gonna try to stop.
Okay, but listen to me. What's my point then?
That I said I thought about it. Thought that's a hesitation. That's a indecision. That's
no.
Like, I'm not.
Well, kind of. You kind of right, but not really. People that get in the game, they don't think about it. They may fantasize when they're kids, blah, blah, blah. But when they get old enough to decide or really think about it, they get in the game. They don't sit around thinking about getting in it. You ain't getting in it. You're not. You can, all right. I don't want to hear the shit. Call me in a week. Tell me how many hoes you got or whatever, and we'll talk then. But what I'm saying is you can believe what you want to believe. No one sits up want to find out what happens before they get in the game. Only suckers do that shit. Sit up talking about, I just wanted to hear your – bro, I could put you on mute. I ain't got to hear your goddamn ass, man. What I'm saying is, people that do the shit he doing is just faking.
Yeah, I wanted to find out, you know, what's the psychology about using the word bitch, you know, woo woo.
Man, you crazy motherfucker. Some motherfuckers fuck with hoes and don't even use the word bitch. So what the fuck you talking about? This is weak shit. This is fake shit. This is the kind of shit that I don't fuck with. Because this, you're lying. You're lying to yourself. And I ain't going to let you lie to me. Man, I would be like you if I sit up and entertain some stupid-ass, lying-ass motherfucking shit. Now, motherfucker, now you want to talk so much. Let me let you talk. You ain't going to interrupt me. I'm the host. Go ahead.
I love it. No, I love it. There ain't really nothing to say. You said what you were going to say. I said, I'm going to say, I'm going to do it. And I definitely respect your opinion. I definitely respect you getting in my ass by telling me how you feel I'm weak. And I respect that. So when I do have a result, I'll make sure I'll call you back with that result.
Stop. Right there. Stop. Now, any of you motherfuckers listening, see, you should have heard some shit just now from this caller, 917. Because he stood up just now. That motherfucker stood up. 917, how did you stand up? In my opinion. How did...
In your opinion,
go
I
ahead.
Stood up because you tried to get at me. I took that shit and I still told you what I'm going to do. And I said, I'm going to call you when I get the results. There ain't really nothing else to talk about. I mean, I can keep going back and forth. You can say I'm a liar and that's fine. And I respect you. I called. I'm glad you got in my ass because I was nervous about calling. Because you was going to get in my ass. So you don't understand how glad I am you got in my ass. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that you got in my ass and said I was fake is the point of why I actually fucking called. So I fucking thank you for that shit.
Well, hey, wait. Since I did get in your ass, did I get in your ass about the right aspects of what you was thinking or not thinking?
No, you pinpoint that shit accurately because I would have caught that shit if a nigga said you thought. I'm like, you ain't going to do that shit because you said you thought about it. So the fact that I thought I said I'm going to do it, the fact that I said I thought makes me know I got to check. I got to really reevaluate what the fuck deeply, you know what I'm saying? Because I got the first part of 1.0. So the very powerful man that you talked about, that shit right there was life changing. So by you saying that, I see where I slipped in that old shit. So I'm glad you exposed that shit. That's why.
Bro, think about this. You got whatever you got. Think about if you had it all. Think about if you was listening to these shows, not just this one, but my shows, and you had the entire course. See, they're just like you picked. Well, maybe. What I'm saying is, my point is, just like with whatever part you do have, you could pick up these little gems. See, when you get exposed to the game that's in the rest of the course, you're going to be able to hear the rest of the gems. And things will change, man. I don't know how to impress on you guys without sounding like I'm trying to make money, which, of course, I am. But what I'm saying is I ain't just trying to make money. I'm serious. I got results. People tell you exactly what they experience. And the only thing that I experience, you know, more than anything, is that the people that do say what they experience, their results are so fantastic that everybody think I pay them. So I don't know if it's good or bad to have them. But I'm going to keep having them because I ain't really having them to make money as far as advertising. I'm having money to verify. I'm having them because they verify that the course works. Now, anything you derive from that is on you. I mean, you know, if you think I'm low enough to pay people to come on to say shit, then you don't even know me, so I don't give a fuck what you think.
You talking about me personally or as a whole?
No, bro. Hell no, man. I forgot you were still on, man. Hold on. Your shit was dope. You stood up, man.
You know, and you know, at first, if I would have got off with you and you didn't say that, you know, you didn't accept what I said, you didn't see what I say, and you didn't admit that it was whatever what it was and that you've been to check that, and when you do, you gonna holler at me. You did all that, man. I wouldn't have thought any of the shit that I think about you now if you mm-hmm. wouldn't have said all that. Because you was being, you know, weak, and I was really expecting some kind of rebuttal. But there was acceptance. There was acknowledgement as far. You accepted that what I was saying was true. You acknowledged that what I was saying actually applied to you. And instead of trying to rebuff it, that acceptance that you did made you come to the conclusion that I'm kicking real game with you. You know, and this is all about you. This ain't about me. All these things that I said happened, you did within you. And then you was able to accept me. I'm already telling you I'm real, woo, woo, woo. My point is, until you do the things that will tell you that you're right, you ain't gonna never be able to be a motherfucker like me or Sean. You know, we think it and do it, period. We willing to be wrong. We ain't scared to be wrong. But when we think it and do it, 99.9 tenths of the time, we're right. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're right is because we're doing what we want. Now, what I want can very well be poisonous for you. So you don't have to do what I want, but what you have to do as far as what I'm saying is what you want, because that's what I'm doing, what I want. And that's the big thing, 917, bro.
Yeah.
If you'd have hit me with a scenario, besides having that scenario and getting your question answered, you would have showed me that you're a certain level of dude, you know, and I would have automatically kicked it with you on that level. And then the more we kicked it, the more I would have believed that I'm kicking it with a dude on this particular level. And then let's say you said, well, you know, I said, well, you know what, man, I got to go, man, because I got to get ready to go to Chicago. And you say, you know what, man, I live in the Chicago. What part? And I say, well, I'm going to be on the south side, man. And I say, well, damn, man, I live on it. Man, let me meet you and buy you a drink. Man, we got that action because of how you kicked it. You know, but if it was the other, I'm busy. You know, woo, 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 all that, you know, star shit. Dudes like me, believe it. You ain't going to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, we want to meet motherfuckers like man, because all we see is that motherfucker, you don't exist. They're gone. I don't give a fuck how wrong or what you did wrong or how not on a scale of 1 to 10 it wasn't a 10 in our conversation right now. But what I'm saying is the bottom line, if it's about our conversation and I got to make a judgment, I judge you as on point. So my thing is, where's the rest of the motherfuckers that's willing to state their opinion, their point? And let's say I roasted you, get roasted, and still be you. Still stay. Mm-hmm. You, what I'm saying is, what impressed me, you was calm. Not only did you accept all of this shit, you was calm about it. Otherwise, you wasn't faking. You know, people start off calm and, hey, man, you know, I kind of see what you say. Man, I don't want to hear that goddamn kiss-ass bullshit. If I would have said that to you, you would have stayed calm. You know, some other motherfucker would have tripped out. Man, well, then you know what I'm talking about. All that kind of shit. What I'm saying is,
The reason I asked you, OG, because I asked my other OG that before I got in the other game. So when I say I'm going to ask, like, I'm going to do the shit. So it's a matter of I like to be prepared before I jump out there, you know what I'm saying? That's how I got successful on the other game, you know what I'm saying? I asked who I needed to ask, and I avoid certain traps, you know what I'm saying? So I was able to do what I needed to do.
Hey, what is it? Listen,
What is success to you? Taking a path that you secured because you asked all the questions, the correct questions, and you got to that path or whatever level, or you ask questions at a particular time or not. You know, you do what you do because of how much you do not want to ask questions, but you're not stupid. You do know when you need to, you do. And you should get to the top. Both, you're at the top. But which one will make you really be at the top?
And those two scenarios, that neither one is my definition of success in that context. The first one I kind of forgot. Can you say that one more time, just quickly?
Well, you know, you did this, that, and the other. You had people to ask, you know, and you did ask them, and they did tell you bloop, 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 and some kind of way you made it, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just describing it in a quick fashion right
exactly.
now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I did. I the first scenario is my scenario. Well,
Stop. You answered it. You said the first scenario is what you did. And that's why you feel weak. That's exactly why you did all the things you did and you still feel weak. Because you did not use what you learned from the first answer you got from your first question to make you have to skip the next 3, 4, 5 questions until you got ready to ask another question, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is every question you asked, you really needed the answer to, even if you had the answer. You just needed, like mm-hmm. you said, confirmation. You still mm-hmm. needed that. If you was a motherfucker that did, because let me tell you something, when I was pimping, man, you know, shit, when I bought them bitches cars in their name, God damn it, I was a punk. I was all kind of shit to them niggas. You know, but I told them when I got to kicking my shit, listen to the game in this. The bitch paid me a car note and insurance every night. And I pay a car note and insurance once a month. Now, who's winning? So, I'm just saying, who's winning?
Yeah.
You know, this game is about winning. And this game is not about bitches losing. It's about bitches being down and dirty, and they get rewarded. Because when I bought them bitches cars in their name, them motherfucking hoes was the shit on, hey, 929, I see you, I'm going to get you in a minute. Them hoes was the shit on the track. They just, you know, they was, hey, your man got your car. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's in his name. Oh, no, girl. Listen to my name. Bitches, they had they shit. Show it to them. You know what that did? That made bitches think I was a motherfucker. I'm talking about every other nigga's bitch. They would go home and tell them niggas that. And them niggas would see me at the after hours and tell me how I'm fucking up. Man, what kind of goddamn pimping is that? To put a Corvette in a bitch's name. Put a Lancia Zagato in a bitch. Man, it's pimping, man. You know, if you want to believe what you want to believe, believe it, nigga. Shit, go have my bitch if I ain't pimping. She right on the track. Go have her. But you can't have them. My bitches got jewels. They got apartments. They got cars. They got furs. They got everything any kind of bitch would want. Why? Because I know how can I have it and they don't have it. I mean, that kind of shit is common sense. But the average motherfucker don't think like that.
Yeah, that's why. What you're saying is so fucking true. Because even on the block, I'm like, it ain't gonna make no sense if niggas out here looking bummy and whack. If I want people that fuck with me to really get money, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Hey, wait. What you're saying is bullshit. It's true, and I believe what you're saying is what you think. But why it's bullshit is you should know. If you expect motherfuckers to understand you, then you ain't about shit. Man, listen.
No.
Wait a minute, man. Fuck that. Let me put this motherfucker on silence. Hey,
What I'm saying is it ain't about them, you know, agreeing with you or none of that shit. It's about you knowing that there are not very many motherfuckers in the world that's going to be able to understand where you coming from, let alone in your city. Shit. I mean, that's why when you meet a motherfucker that you, you know, can really kick it with, it don't matter where he from, where what he did, blah, blah, any of this bullshit, because you can tell all that shit as you kicking it. That's why you kind of want to be cool with him. And what I'm saying with you, bro, you know, you understand what's cool, and you got a level of game. But what you don't have is confidence, bruh. And I don't just say shit and leave you on block. I bring you in. Come on, man.
I love you, man. God, I love you. Tell me why you said, what did I say that indicated I didn't have confidence? I need to know that.
Everything you said indicated you didn't have confidence, because every goddamn thing you said, you had an answer to and you knew what the fuck to do. You just didn't do it.
Got you. You're absolutely right. I can't even front. Yeah, you're right. That is my major issue. When, like, I can get, like, I'm really getting money. I'm good with
something. See, now you explain it. Hey, nigga, I ain't got a little violin for your motherfucking ass to hear you explain why you did shit. Let me ask you this. Let me just ask you this. If the light was green,
God, I love it,
and you at the crosswalk, come on, man, listen. And you walking across the crosswalk, and this motherfucker coming, got the red light, run your motherfucking ass over, but you don't die. Is it gonna hurt? I'm saying, what I'm saying is you had the green light, so it's like you shouldn't. What I'm saying is, who gives a fuck about what the fuck you finna say? Us about why the fuck you did what the fuck you fucking did. Who cares? Only you. Because that motherfucker in the light don't give a fuck that he had a green light. I mean, the motherfucker in the crosswalk, he care about his ass ran over, whatever, hurt, whatever. The motherfucker that ran him over ain't getting a fuck about he had the right light. The green light, he give a fuck about all the shit he got to go through since he didn't ran this motherfucker over there. And what I'm saying is 2 and 2 is 4, no matter what no motherfucker think.
That's game.
Right?
That's game. We cannot say about that. It's accurate.
All right, man. I'm going to put you back in. I got to get my 929. He been waiting. Come on, man. What's up?
What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Hey, listen, I just want to drop something right here, because the last caller, you know, I heard you dudes talking about getting in the game and this game and that game or whatever. And I'm just saying, as a tip, as a heads up, man, yo, if you're really looking at something, man, find out what is your punishment on, or your penalty for doing your shit, because some niggas jump in the shit and they don't know what they're doing, and that's why they end up, you know what I'm saying, singing and doing all kinds of other sucker shit, because they try to jump in the streets and doing all certain kind of shit. So I think it's a good thing, you know, before you go do something, you know what it is, what the penalty and cost you got to pay. Should you ever get caught.
Wait. I can't agree with that, but I can see you knowing all that shit keeping you from doing shit. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Seriously.
Okay, go ahead.
No.
Listen to this.
Just listen. I never met a dude in the streets that started doing what they was doing because it was legal. So whoever did whatever they did, they did not know the actual years and all this, that, and the other involved with if they get caught. They just knew it was illegal, and that's all they needed to know. They did not know any particulars. Now, let's say you want to sell drugs. As you start selling drugs, you start meeting drug dealers,
and you start getting hip to the drug game. So, sure, you get sharper and sharper. Maybe you get caught, maybe you don't. Same goal for whatever game you get in. But my point is, there is no way you will enter a game or any aspect of the game looking for what can happen to you. Because since it's illegal, that's all you would have to know, which means you could go to jail, which would keep your ass from getting involved. Now, you can say what you want because I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead.
All right, no problem. Hey, man, that's the way that you feel about it. You know, I'm just saying, hey, I'm not going to that point. I'm just saying that in order to avoid for some of these dudes to not, these dudes that are kind of weak in the stomach or weak in the knees, to go out there and get in there and get themselves into some shit, maybe if they found out, like as you said, and it'll keep them from fucking around and it'll be less bullshit out there. That's, so
well,
maybe,
stop,
maybe
stop,
that's what
stop,
it is.
Stop. You didn't say that, bro. That what you said at the end is a total different scenario.
Well, that's
when
what
I gave you,
I didn't make it clear that
when
I
gave
from,
you
though,
a chance to talk, when I gave you a chance to talk, all you did was support it finding out. You didn't say that, you know, maybe it would keep them from getting out there because they ain't got the stomach for it once they did find out. And I couldn't argue with that because that's what it does. But for me to say that, it would be like I should point it out. No, because if I point it out, I'm looking for it. If I'm looking for it, then I'm going to miss it when it comes. What I'm saying is you got to let that shit show. You got to be straight like you are, period. You can't be any kind of deviant or different way because you know this or you know that. If a punk going to be a punk, he going to punk in a situation that neither one of us can actually imagine. That's why you got to let him punk when he punk. And when he do, you got to call it. You know, you can't imagine it because you're going to set it up. No, that's not fair. You just got to know, man, I question this motherfucker. So you know that the average motherfucker, let's say you're going to get some blow. And the average motherfucker know that if he don't know the blow man, he got to sit in the car. Now you're getting ready to go get it, and you get tell that motherfucker to wait, and he say, man, I don't want to wait. You know, man, who the fuck, you know? And you say, well, man, fuck it. I ain't going to go get it because you can't, you got to wait. What I'm saying is this. Just like if I was in that situation and I was on the passenger and this dude knew the motherfucker, I wouldn't want to wait either. So what distinguishes the difference? Why is it so different for me not wanting to wait and for this motherfucker not wanting to wait? What do you think the answer is, man?
I tell you, I really don't know. I don't want to answer and say.
Let me tell you the answer. That's very honest to you. Didn't waste no time. I love it. Listen, the difference is I know he ain't on the same level as me. So whatever he talking about ain't what I'm talking about. And even if it is, I ain't going to let this motherfucker say that to me. Now, what I'm saying is instead of him saying we got to go, you know, man, well, let's go. I'm going to say, man, fuck that. Let's go. And he going to say, wait, man. Because I'm buying this shit. Man, come on. And then I could go in there and make my introduction. But what I'm saying is in both cases, the same shit, same scenario, the results are going to be same, different depending on how you play it. That's why it's about the ABPs. It's about that.
Indeed.
You can never see a situation as done until you're at home in the bed thinking about it. Then you can see it as done. But while it's active, all you know is what you're going to do in the case of anything. And you have to deal with that. That's how the streets are. So what am I telling you, bro?
He's saying that you just gotta be ready instead of trying to get ready for whatever it is.
Thank
and, you.
You
know what I'm saying? And get your, be ready instead of
thank
trying
you,
to get
man.
Ready. You know?
Fuck that bullshit about getting ready, man. Hey,
no,
let me ask you this. What do you think could make you think that you are ready?
Putting yourself out there. To me, just putting myself out there situations. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no lifeline, and I got to go ahead and pull this situation out and just depend on myself. Doing that enough times, go ahead and let me know that I'm ready.
What if you ain't ready? Your ass dead.
Yeah, well, you know, but ain't that, that's what I'm saying, though. That's the chance you take, and you know what I'm saying? Going
no, that's
life.
Not.
You know, you,
no, that's
I'm
the
saying,
chance.
What I'm
that's
saying
the
is
chance,
you could be as ready.
That's the chance people take when they think like you.
Oh, okay.
Because
I don't know what that means,
that means that you're really taking a chance. People that think and know themselves and are confident in themselves and in what they think, they don't take chances. They see exactly what we just saw as a scenario, and they see all the danger, difficulty, whatever is fucked up, and they ain't got shit to prove. And what I'm saying is if that shit ain't right, they ain't fucking with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Because
I
know that.
I agree with that.
I
believe my answer was more maybe too broad in general, but you definitely, because you pinpointed inside of something, and I can't dispute that point. So,
listen, let me tell you what's really happening. What's really happening is why you would be dead. You got to think about shit. You don't trust yourself, because trusting yourself makes you think as fast as I do. And when I say there's nothing you could bring me, I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care. 1/1000th of a second, I got a total, complete answer. Period. Now, I'm not saying I'm the greatest person in the world. What I'm saying, that's how fast I think. Because I allow my mind to, listen, I allow my mind to work freely. Because my mind is so fast that's what we train, not my mind, our minds. It's so fast that that's what we try to make computers do, duplicate what we can do. But the reason we can't do it like computers do it is because we let all kind of shit interfere with what we doing. Computers go directly to it. But we humans are faster than computers. That's why when you play the computer, if you don't, you can beat the computer. I beat the computer like a motherfucker on pool, but that's the only thing that I could beat the computer on. Any of them fucking games or whatever, the computer will smash me. But even when the computer go run the table, all I do is think to myself, all I need is a shot. If I get a shot, and that motherfucker some kind of way mishide itself or whatever, and I get a shot. And I'm winning. And the computer know that about me. That's why that motherfucker don't miss. And right now I'm like hella points, maybe 25,000, which is not much. But what I'm saying is I'm like, I didn't been 200, 300,000 ahead, but right now. Because that computer, I'm saying, you know, it can line up and it can just shoot. But this computer know what each and every ball is going to do every time it hit a bank, whatever. And it knows that this ball is going to go over here and at the very end it's going to run into a ball and run into the pocket. The computer know that shit. Now, I don't know that shit, so I keep from that shit. But what I'm saying is I know the computer knows that shit, so that makes me play a certain way.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
I got you.
It's all about playing.
Hey, yeah, I know. I already know. All right. Yeah, I got you, but I'm out in the mix right now, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go, all right?
Okay, you know that. Be cool. Okay, so you guys, I mean, this is real, you know, I love this shit. And we didn't ran out of time, and I just want you to understand. I'm going to tell you a couple of other things that's really important to me. Well, it's important to you, too. Your job is to get whoever you talking to, a woman, out of that blending in mentality. Otherwise, she's at a club, she's just out for a good time. Bitch, fuck you and a good time. That's what your attitude is when you're talking to her, although you don't say that shit, but that's what it is. You ain't trying to go with that good time shit. I ain't trying to sit up here and talk to you in a club atmosphere about some club shit, bitch. I'm talking about this. Woo-woo. You know, the only way you're going to see her and fully understand what it takes to catch her is to be like this. Other than that, you're going to be doing what she wants you to do. And whether you know it or not, they don't want you to catch them. They just want you to buy drinks and supply their fun for that night. So what you can do is be a part of their excitement. Not their fun, their excitement. Otherwise, they had hella fun. People bought them drinks and shit. But they going to remember your motherfucking ass. Because even though being at Club Nouveau or whatever the hell the name of it is exciting, your ass stood out. Because that's how I caught. You be in a doggone environment where it's like this, that, and the other, and then they remember you and call you. Shit. See, you just got to understand, in the first 5% of this shit, you learn basic talents, you know, how to look for women, blah, 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 and you learn all that shit first. Then, you know, you got to learn where they be, and you know, what distinguish the one you want to go after. You know, and you just also got to know, you know, when they not really available to get at, even though the motherfucker's standing right in front of you. You got to know this shit. Oh, 917, let me see. Do you have? Did I talk to you already? I think I did. Hey, man, I was already talking to you, right?
Yeah, okay. You already talking to me.
All right, that's good. I just want you to understand the basics, which is all you get from trying to apply any of the crumbs that I give you on my show. It only show you how to recognize your prey, you know, which is a necessity, but the basics don't teach you anything about approaching your prey stealthily with the intentions to scoop that motherfucker up and have your way with her. This is a talent that you'll learn, and you're going to also develop an appetite for this talent, which is capturing as much as this prey that you can stand to have. And with that, we know the prey. You guys know the prey is women. You guys know what you're trying to do is have them. You guys also know that the only way to have them is to get at them. And the only way to believe you can get at them is to what? Believe in your motherfucking self. All right, so I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to press 1. I may wait 30 seconds. Matter of fact, I'm going to pour me a drink, and I'm going to wait till I have that, which is only going to take like 15 seconds. And then I'm going to go if you ain't got shit to say. I understand it. Because I have realized that the shit I kick is deep. It ain't no surface bullshit. It's so deep that a person, you, can listen to it and embrace what I'm saying and see the results. All right, with that,
whether y'all know it or not, I done had my drink. And y'all ain't pressed one. So I guess I'm out. Hey, get with me Thursday. Same time, same station.